This is Spin and Rinse, a My Chemical Romance fanfic written by Mizu Byte and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and contains, well, some swearing, because it's My Chem Boys. The story is set in the early van days and was inspired by a comment Brian made to Felixstar, I think, on Twitter one time ages ago. Lady Fox made me write this in her journal when we were sitting around in Heathrow, so you can blame her for this utter piece of ridiculousness. And the title. Frank's head snapped up as the van came to a stop. It had only been 2 hours. There was no possible way they were at the venue already. Unless Brian had a time machine or some crazy super speed button, like the one from Men in Black. "Do you have a time machine?" Frank asked, climbing up from where he was cuddled between the ways in the back seat and tumbling into the middle seat. He very nearly kicked Ray in the head, and Ray shoved at him. "What the fuck, Iroh?" Brian shifted the van into park and turned back to look at Frank. "Yes, I keep a time machine in my back pocket at all times. That's why I spend all my time following your asses around the country." Frank stuck his tongue out at Brian. "Hey, you stalked us. It's your own fault," he said with a grin, from his upside-down position. "So, if we're not at the venue, where the fuck are we?" Matt grumbled. Brian pulled the keys out of the ignition and shoved them into his pocket. "Laundry. Get the hell out of the van." Frank perked up immediately and somersaulted up and over Matt's lap to get at the door. "About fucking time! Do you think they have any fabric softener? My jeans need fabric softener or else they get all scratchy and stiff and it takes days to break them back into good shape. And by then they're all fucked up again and..." "I'll buy you fucking fabric softener," Brian interrupted. "Just shut the fuck up, Iroh." The ways were not as enthusiastic. Mikey had slumped against Gerard's side as soon as Frank moved, and was now studiously focused on his phone. "I'm fine," he mumbled, thumbs clicking away. Gerard kept his eyes focused on the window, carefully avoiding Brian's glare. "Yeah, me too." "We're not leaving until all of you have done your fucking laundry," Brian declared, popping his door open. "Even if it takes you 3 goddamn days and you miss all your shows. And I'll reschedule them for Christmas." Matt and Ray groaned by, climbing out of the van and headed back toward the trailer, where Frank was already digging for his bag. Gerard mumbled against the window, and Brian narrowed his eyes. "What?" "I said my mom does my laundry," Gerard repeated, cheeks flushing. Brian rolled his eyes. "Oh, for fuck's sake," he muttered, and slammed his door, leaving the ways in the van. By the time Mikey and Gerard made it into the laundromat, dragging their duffels behind them, Frank already had 2 washers running and was sitting atop one, kicking his feet against the side and earning glares from the other patrons. Gerard stopped in front of an empty washer and stared, looking lost. Mikey dropped his bag next to Gerard's and wandered back outside, pulling his phone from his pocket. "Where'd Brian go?" Gerard finally asked, turning to Frank. Frank hummed sorrows under his breath, kicking his feet in time to the drumbeat in his head. "Starbucks across the street." He hopped down and walked next to Gerard. "Need help?" Gerard nodded, looking forlorn, and Frank rolled his eyes. "Hopeless." "You're hopeless," Frank declared, but he popped open the washer. He put a few quarters into the machine, and the water started. "Just dump your clothes in until it's full. I doubt you give a damn about separating your whites from your darks." Gerard frowned at his clothes as he opened his bag and started shoving hoodies, jeans, t-shirts, and boxers into the machine. "Do I even own anything white?" Frank shrugged. Not anymore. Gerard went to close the lid of the machine, and Frank stopped him. Oh my God, you're actually an idiot. Soap? Gerard looked around and grabbed the box sitting next to the machine. He opened it and looked at the powder, then back at the machine. Frank rolled his eyes and took it from him, scooping up a bit and tossing it into the machine. He slammed the lid closed. We should do Mikey's too, since he's fucked off, Frank said thoughtfully, and Gerard hummed in absent agreement. It took 3 more washers to get all of the way's clothes started, and then Frank hopped back up onto his machine. I like the vibrations, he said with a smirk, when he caught Gerard's questioning look. You would, Gerard muttered, but pulled himself up to sit next to Frank anyway. They sat for a bit, kicking their feet in time to songs, trying to one-up each other on how many they could recognize, and watching Ray and Matt play cards on the floor. You think Brian's coming back? Ray asked, looking up. Gerard hunched into his hoodie and shrugged. He better, he muttered darkly, and he better have coffee. Mikey chose that moment to reappear. He avoided Gerard's half-hearted kick in his direction with all the ease of a little brother. Fucker, Gerard said, trying to kick him again. I had to do all your washing. Frank smacked Gerard upside the back of his head, and Gerard sighed. I mean, Frank had to do all your washing. Mikey pushed his glasses up on his nose and ignored Frank's self-satisfied smirk. There's a comic shop 2 stores down. Ray and Gerard jumped to their feet, racing each other to the door and getting into a shoving match as they both tried to be the first one through. Mikey followed them at a slower pace. Frank and Matt shared a look of half-amused, half-long-suffering annoyance, but followed their bandmates. If anything could kill time, it was a comic store. Plus, they could always get Gerard riled up about Superman if they got bored. When Brian entered the laundromat, coffee in hand, just for himself, not for the guys, Frank was hyper enough without extra caffeine, and neither of the ways would settle for just one coffee, so Brian tried to avoid the issue altogether. He found no sign of his band, except for a few rumbling machines and one lone sock on the floor that he was pretty sure was Mikey's. Ugh, fuckers, Brian groaned as he dropped onto a bench. Definitely rescheduling for Christmas. The end. Reader's note. So I've had this fic open in a tab ever since Frank made that washing my socks tweet last week. And, I've basically just been waiting for an excuse to record it. And then this morning, Croissant Katie was saying she was feeling a little bit anxious about first day of classes. So, here you go! Frank overcame the huge hurdle of washing all of the Way Brothers' laundry. You can get through class. And for everybody else, thank you for listening. Have a nice day. Oh, also, this was recorded in my laundry room. You can tell because there's the dryer going. I thought it added ambiance. Bye.